Mobile.
4HKX. What? Good morning, Chad.
Hey, bud. What's going on? How are you this morning?
Now that I'm out of the dentist chair.
Yeah. I'm like you, bud. I don't like nobody messing with my teeth.
8 o'clock in the morning.
And, kudos to you, bud. I do it when I have to, but we got a little routine there at the dentist's office. Plenty of gas. They take one of them lead blankets and throw over me, and they pretty much have to, you know, get me goofy before they can mess with my teeth. I just can't do it.
That bad, but I still don't enjoy it.
Well, I have been out on the hunt this morning for a pipe expander, you know, like goes in the end of a exhaust pipe so you can expand it. And I just have not had any luck. I've spent all morning, wasted half my day looking for one, and I can't find what I want, so I made it back to the house.
Where to tell you other than maybe the tool shed there in Cherrydale?
Left from over there. I went by the scrap yard there, and right off the side of downtown Greenville. And they sell, you know, all the scrap they get. They pick out the good stuff and sell it by the pound. You usually get some pretty good stuff in there. But he didn't have what I needed either. He didn't have anything. And it just seems like here lately that's been the common theme. It's just nobody's got what you need.
Ain't that the truth? I'm struggling with it myself, so I don't know what to do or what to say about it. I mean, I think it's the new way of life for now.
One of the places there in Spartanburg that sells construction equipment, I do a lot of business with them, and the salesman called and said, "We just want to let you know that we're looking at 2023 as far as, repair parts go. They're just going to be just about non-existent. So we're just giving our customers heads up and letting them know that we just can't get parts." And I don't know about that. I don't know what to think about that.
Well, even if you can get parts, I don't know if you can get tools. I got sockets on back order till the end of July next year right now.
What is the deal?
Told is they're having a hard time getting the steel blanks to make the sockets out of, so they're having to prioritize higher demand sockets for those steel blanks instead of, you know, using them like they normally would.
Okay. So it's the raw material issue, or is it I don't want to go to work today issue?
From my understanding, it's raw material. Steel, rubber, that kind of stuff is what the problem is. From my understanding, having a problem with rubber also. But, you know, I don't keep up with that market like I do the one I deal with most.
Roger that. I stay in and out of the steel supply stores. And the one there in Duncan, I don't know, it's just not a lot to pick from. Normally, the whole store full, you can go in there and get what you want. But my stepbrother works at a steel place up in North Carolina, and he's runs the cut shop up there. And he said, "Whatever you need, you just let me know." He said, we got a run that runs down Spartanburg twice a week. Just let me know. I'll throw it on trailer for you. And, you might have to meet him somewhere to unload it. But my goodness. It blows my mind that, you know, you can't get what you want exactly, you know. Let me let this thing drop. I'm having to make is, okay, well, that piece of material is too big, so let me, I can use it, but I might spend 2 hours machining on it to make it fit, when if you had what I needed, I wouldn't have to do any of that. So that's what I'm seeing on my end. It just, you know, you can find something that'll work, but you gotta spend a whole bunch of time trying to get it to work.
What you mean? Like I said, we're spending a lot of time as distributors passing stuff from truck to truck. You know, that's why we meet up so often anymore. Me and one other guy meet once a week. And then the group, big group, meets once a month. But we're passing stuff from truck to truck pretty much every day, it seems like.
You know, pooling your resources. I mean, that's good. You got teammates that'll work with you. But like I said, it's just, I don't know what to think about it, really.
Either. I was talking to my uncle. He's the plant manager, or not the plant manager, but the inventory control manager for a place over in Easley, and they're having a hard time getting steel over there too, and stuff they need to do the jobs they're dealing with. It's everywhere. It's not just one place.
Yeah. Well, I'm back close to the house. We've been having a problem with two motorcycles. Waiting, tearing up the place. Daddy's done run them off twice, but when he gets in the truck, they split. So we about got them narrowed down about where they are, so I'm going to forego going in the house. I'm going to see if I can find these two motorcycles, see if I can talk to Mom and Dad for a minute. But we've been down this road before. I'll find them when I do. It usually goes pretty good with Mama. Daddy don't have much to say, but Mama usually gets it straight.
Unfortunately, it's that way. Sorry you're having to deal with that, but I don't know. People don't teach their kids respect anymore. Not like we were taught. You did something like that and you got caught. You lost the motorcycles to start with. You was over there fixing whatever you tore up with.
Dad had them hemmed up in the driveway, though, as they thought he did. And they just rode by him, just went around the truck, and just straight out the driveway. And we, you know, figured that'd stop it, but they just keep coming back, and it's just, to me, that's just beyond disrespect. So I'm gonna find them.
Don't get no trouble when you do find them. That's the main thing. It ain't worth that.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna do all that. I'll get the popo out here if I have to. But I gotta, you know, they won't do anything unless you can prove who it is. So, I don't understand people. It's just, the world's changing. And I'm not sure I'm liking how it's changing.
Here, but just think, our fathers and grandfathers said the same thing about our generations when we were growing up. What are we going to do with these hoodlums?
Scale 4 NUE. Won't you just let Bernice drive? She probably do a lot better job than you just sit over there and just enjoy.
Better off, but he's very nervous when I drive.
You know how women drivers are.
He's a backseat driver.
Microphone and tell him to talk out there.
Bernice, just tell him to be quiet. You got this. Just sit over there. Give him something to eat so he'll be quiet.
Possible.
That's one.
On a roll today.
Patrick, we're pulling into Walmart.
You'll be back here where I just come from.
This is KO4NUE. I'm going to have to step out of the truck here for a few minutes. Looks like I found them. I'll talk with y'all later. This is KO4NUE 73. I'm clear.
Tell them I try to start my experimental mold. Something comes up, and I had to go to the VA yesterday, and I got a crappy doctor, and he's a little strange, put it that way, but finally got some things resolved and got a hold of some nice people, too. Oh, boy, you know the feeling. Have a good day, Chad, and we're pulling in here. Patrick, so I better let you go. This is N0TR Cliff.
3, Chad, be careful, and I'll talk to you on down low. Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good trip into Walmart there. And be careful. It can get expensive. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear. 73.